Hello everyone, welcome to this week's Astrology News Report, an alternate view of world events as seen through the lens of Vedic astrology, presented by yours truly, Ron Berger. Today is November 23rd, 2014, so let's take a look at the week that was and how the planet's positions in the zodiac matched up with the past week's events. Mars was at the midpoint of the Rahu-Ketu axis in the heavens, exact on last Thursday, a planetary pattern that brings stress, tension, and crisis. Last week, the Congress critters returned to Washington, and right away tempers flared over the Keystone Pipeline vote, which went down to defeat, but for sure, it will be revisited in 2015. Note that the Mars square to Uranus Ketu transit lands on the fourth house of the USA chart, which is the lands of the country. And this dispute is, above all, about what happens to the land. But that Keystone Pipeline thing was nothing compared to the firestorm that erupted when President Obama formally announced to the nation that, yes indeed, he was going to issue an executive order that would benefit some 5 million illegal immigrants in the USA. A unilateral action that makes the Republicans furious and sets up a full-on confrontation between the administration and the Democrats on the one side and the soon-to-be Republican-dominated Congress on the other. The Republicans do not like it when President Obama does something with real effects. One byproduct of the president's actions is that it has thrown the Republicans into disarray. Evidently, there is no agreement within the GOP on how to proceed, other than with condemnation. This problem is clearly shown by the Mars square Uranus K2 transit pattern hitting the fourth house of the USA chart, creating a crisis in the house that stands for the opposition to the leader. Another interesting astrological angle on all of this can be found in the Saturn transit in the USA chart. Saturn is the planet of the workers. Just recently, at the beginning of November, Saturn began transiting in Scorpio, the USA 12th house sign. The 12th house is the house of foreigners and the disadvantaged, as well as being the house of illegal activities. Saturn, the planet of laborers, is also the reality check planet and the planet of existing structure. Astrologically, it all seems to fit the circumstances quite neatly. A realistic way to deal with the illegal foreign worker situation using existing structure. As predicted in last week's upcoming patterns segment of the show, the Sun-Saturn conjunction last week manifested as the use of force by the authorities in an effort to control developing situations. Anticipating public violence over the coming grand jury decision on whether or not to indict the officer who killed Michael Brown, the governor of Missouri declared a state of emergency last Monday and called out the National Guard, a very clear manifestation of that conjunction of Sun and Saturn. And there was another planetary combo last week that clearly indicated that the Gov's concern was warranted. The Mars square Rahu Ketu pattern, a violence-prone planetary pattern which affects the fourth house of the USA, which, amongst its other meanings, is the house of the common people. This setup was exact last week, but it continues, in effect, until Mars leaves Sagittarius on November 27th. As I predicted in past shows, another manifestation of Mars, planet of destruction, hitting the Ketu-Uranus combination in the USA 4th house, is the potential to bring disasters to the homeland and discomfort to the people through the agency of Mother Nature. And last week, a major freeze hit every state of the mainland in USA, and a record-breaking snowstorm dumped 7 feet of snow in parts of New York State. Governor of New York declared a state of emergency. Even after Mars leaves Sagittarius next week, the malefic months-long Uranus-K2 conjunction in Pisces, fourth house of the USA, is sufficient by itself to ensure an exceptionally bad winter for the country. Getting back to that Sun conjunct Saturn pattern, indicating authorities' use of control and oppression, the USA Freedom Act, a piece of legislation designed to end the wholesale harvesting of phone and internet data by the National Security Agency, did not garner enough votes to pass the Republicans' filibuster. Another victory for Sun plus Saturn, thereby continuing the control of the proletariat by the dominating, ubiquitous, secretive NSA. And so we get to continue living in the Orwellian communications hell realm, that which was exposed by Edward Snowden. And on the other side of the world, in Thailand, a more blunt demonstration of Sun conjunct Saturn happened. Students protesting the military coup that took over their democratically elected government, flashing the three-fingered anti-fascist salute made famous by the movie The Hunger Games, were promptly arrested and taken to a military camp, where they were to undergo, wait for it, attitude adjustment. The Hunger Games has even been banned in some Thailand cinemas. Life imitates art. Okay, Bill Cosby has been in the news lately, and not good news, I'm afraid. He is such an admired actor, comedian, philanthropist. I, like many others, found it hard to believe he'd actually done the things he was being accused of last week. So, I thought to take a look at Mr. Cosby's chart to see if there was any evidence of bad behavior. Well, here's his chart. The eighth house is the house of clandestine activities, secret deeds, heinous acts, as well as sexuality. Mars is an evil planet in the eighth house. It makes you do things you really shouldn't do. Making things worse in this chart, the ruler of his eighth house is Venus, the planet of sex, which is strong in its own sign, Taurus, in his third house of desires. Thus, the tendency to do bad things in the pursuit of one's own personal satisfaction. At this time, Mr. Cosby is in the Venus sub-period of his Saturn major period. Thus, the eighth house setup in his chart is activated at this time. Note, too, that Venus is conjunct K2 in his chart. Venus, the planet of young females, K2, the significator of the past, thus females coming out of his past. All of this eighth house, third house karma is manifesting in the context of his Saturn major period, Saturn representing his 12th house of loss, as well as unresolved past karma. Through its placement in his first house, Saturn delivers that karma of loss to his house of self. And finally, the current transit of Mars square to Uranus K2 lands right where it would do the most harm. Mars, the planet of destruction, is transiting through his 10th house of career and renown. And Uranus and K2 are hitting very close to his ascendant degree, indicating a sudden, unexpected personal crisis. So much for Mr. Cosby. All right, that'll do it for this week's review of the week. You can keep up with daily astrological developments and contribute your own thoughts by following me on Twitter @AstroNewsReport.